Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be so with the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure as always. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. Bert Folsom, ladies and gentlemen, Burton W. Folsom Jr. is our guest, as we affectionately call him around here. And Bert is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. That means he goes all the way back to 1998. We'll have a 14th anniversary with him coming up next year. He's the author of many important books, including his two new ones, New Deal or Raw Deal. It's all about FDR's legacy, economic legacy, and Burton Folks points out in that book how some of the ignominy of those legacies. And then also his new book, FDR Goes to War, brand spanking new. Bert Folsom, welcome back to the show.
Jim, good to be with you again.
Good to have you with us. Bert, consider what happened in 2011 and put some of the things that you think are the most noteworthy in historical perspective.
Well, I know you're interested always in kind of historical perspective, mm-hmm. and always looking at the future as well. 2011, in some ways, politically was predictable in the sense that the policies that we've tried for the last 3 or 4 years that didn't work before did not work again. The economy's in roughly the same shape at the end of the year as it was in the beginning of the year. In other words, the whole stimulus package idea, which failed in 2009 and failed, by the way, under Franklin Roosevelt in the 1930s, mm-hmm. Continued to fail in 2011, although it was cleverly renamed the American Jobs Act rather than calling it stimulus 2.
Both parties are really good at giving less than stellar ideas warm and fuzzy names, aren't they?
Well, they are, and of course, then when they fail, they simply rename them, like, remember, health, mm-hmm. education, and mm-hmm. welfare, which used to be a department that failed, is renamed mm-hmm. health and human services. So mm-hmm. that kind of renaming, so it's no longer the stimulus package, but the American Jobs Act is true. Yeah, the naming, you get fancy names like the Jobs Act, but then it doesn't create jobs. So that kind of political continuation of the recession goes on. You know, the housing starts don't really go up very much, although they had a little bit of a rise here at the end of the year. But still, for small business, the regulations increasingly make it hard to predict and have a stable environment for the future, so you don't really get very much job growth.
Well, one of the things it seems to me that from a historical perspective, and you just summed it up, and that is that as politicians continue to look to political solutions and policy solutions for economic answers, they completely miss the reality of the marketplace, which is where real solutions are found.
Well, that's it. And historically, when you turn markets loose, that's when prosperity begins to happen. We've had recession after World War One. We had 12% unemployment, mm-hmm. but the solution that we had back then was we thought about a stimulus package. It was suggested a big roads building bill, mm-hmm. because the car had just come into prominence, and so the idea that we need to try to build these federal highways was proposed, but it was rejected by Harding and Coolidge, and they ended up saying what we need are tax to free up the markets. We had tax cuts and a reduction of federal spending in half. Mm-hmm. So we cut federal spending in half, and we cut the tax rates, and all of a sudden, within 2 years, Jim, 2 years, unemployment had gone from 12% to 2%.
Mm-hmm.
And we're beginning the decade that we now know as the Roaring Twenties, where radios, air conditioning, sliced bread, the zipper, all of these inventions and products that may have been invented earlier but were not developed until the 20s, all of that began to occur in that wonderful decade.
Well, and the thing is this is why it's so important that we have people in Washington, regardless of which party they're in, who have some background of some kind in the marketplace. And that's one of the problems we have in Washington right now, including many people in Congress, including our president, who has absolutely no concept of how the economy works, never made a payroll, never ran an operation, never was part of President Obama was really never part of any kind of a private enterprise to see how these things work and to have any kind of a grounding in those things. And we've got to get more people in Washington who have that kind of background, because that's where our solutions will be found, folks. Not the government doesn't solve anything economically, at least. 20 till. Stay with us.
Some cheap sunglasses.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.